Welcome to the Art of Money Podcast with Art McPherson.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Money Podcast, artofmoneyradio.com for more information or to schedule that initial consultation. Appreciate you subscribing. Now, let's get to the show. What's on the mind right now of the families that you serve? Why are people calling you maybe for the first time? What are they worried about?
Well, I'd say right now, because it's tax season, most people are worried about taxes. But if we're talking about last year's taxes, which we are, right, 2023, that plan should have already been in place last year. So I think the temperature now from the taxation side is, you know, everybody's nervous about what the tax man's going to get them for or what they're going to owe. But what I see, you know, from a different direction is, you know, I have a lot of people looking for second opinions. So people reaching out to us, reaching out to myself, reaching out to Art and saying, hey, I have an advisor now currently, but what do you guys do? And what do you guys do differently? There's a joke out there that, you know, all financial advisors are the same, right? They go on vacations and play golf. Well, you know, I don't really play golf. I go on a couple of vacations, but the difference here at McPherson Financial Group is our team approach and our ability to give tax advice, tax planning, and tax preparation. So you can almost get everything done all in one house and have a coordinated attack. And so that's what I've seen a lot of people not knowing about us and asking a lot of questions. And that's what we do in that first meeting is kind of see where you are, you know, see what, you know, the pros and cons of what you're doing, and then see what we may or may not do differently.
321-425-8550. And there's something worth saying as well, Luke, that the fact that y'all live here, work here, and play here.
That is very true. You know, we live here. I jokingly talk about being a celebrity T-ball coach. I mean, I am far from celebrity, but we are here. That's the play side. You know, we are here on the Space Coast, and we love it. So, you know, we're having a lot of influx of new residents, you know, in a lot of different areas on the Space Coast. And, you know, things are growing, things are booming here, and it's getting pretty busy.
Oh, it's a good problem to have. 321-425-8550. So if you're new to the area, maybe you have one of those big box advisors, just really feel like your needs aren't being met. Maybe you don't hear from them enough. Maybe you just make the phone call and you have to sit on hold for an hour just to make an appointment to talk to somebody 2 weeks from next Tuesday. That's unacceptable. Reach out to the team in the McPherson Financial Group. It's a no cost, no obligation, second opinion. 321-425-8550. Always available online at artofmoneyradio.com. What is your take on these personal finance talking heads, the Dave Ramseys, the Jim Cramer, the Susie Orman? Do you like them? Do you respect them?
I like some of the things they say, but then some they get away with saying too much because they're not, you know, licensed and they're not registered and they don't have that governing body. Mm-hmm. You know, if I just had a radio show of, you know, anything different besides finance and this wasn't my career, then I could say a lot of things, right? They could be right or they could be wrong. And, you know, those talking heads make a lot of money by just getting people to listen to them. And, you know, a lot of them are pretty blunt. You know, that's, I like that as well. But I mean, Dave Ramsey, right? He's had some troubles in his past and he's, you know, financial troubles, we'll call it. But, you know, he's the big talking head. And of course, Susie Orman, and I think she's going to talk to us here in a second. But, you know, Susie has a lot of good points, but then she kind of misses the boat on a couple things.
All right. I want to see how you feel here. She's talking about annuities could be a great opportunity for some guaranteed income, but she doesn't like all of them.
The annuities that I do not like are variable annuities. A variable annuity is like a mutual fund owned by an insurance company within the contract, because it's a contract, it's an annuity. Oh, it gets so complicated there. However, this is what you need to know. Just stay away from variable annuities and you'll be just fine.
Do you agree, Luke McCarty?
I agree with staying away from most of them. Now, there are a couple that we like. There's one I really like, but to be specific on her variable annuity point, there is a variable annuity now that, you know, provides you an income stream, a guaranteed amount of money from your portfolio, which is the mutual funds, which is just what she's saying. It's variable, goes up and goes down, and it provides your family with a death benefit of what you started with. So let's, you know, easy math, right? You put $1 million into it, you spin this thing down over your 25, 30 years of life, it's worth $600,000. Well, your heirs get $1 million. So that's the one variable annuity that I like. The other one is an indexed variable. So where Susie's talking about, yeah, you're in a variable, you're going up or down, you can lose money in the market. Yes, you can. The ones we like a lot better are indexed variable annuities where you have what's called a buffer. So you are the S&P 500 on the upside, and maybe you don't lose the first 15 or 20% if the market corrects. Now, you still lose if the market goes further than that, but these are newer to the industry in about the last 5 or 6 years as options trading has ramped up, and there's just a lot more technology to write these options to make these types of contracts. There are some really good products that have, you know, that were up 26, 27% last year with the market, right? And you wouldn't have lost the first 20%. So there's room in a portfolio for variable annuities. She didn't mention the fees on certain things. Mm-hmm. Anytime you have a guarantee, like I mentioned, if you have a guarantee of the premium, the death benefit for, you know, 30 years from now, as you spent some of the money, well, that's a fee. And we go over those with you. In those buffered type of products, there can be a fee. If you want to have more growth, maybe you get 140% of the S&P 500, or I don't want a fee at all. Just give me 100% of the S&P with less risk. So Susie, the majority of her comment is correct, but then by just lumping every variable annuity into the same group is incorrect. So if you want to have a deeper conversation with myself, once again, this is Luke, or if Art McPherson's tooth is feeling better, give us a call, right? 321-425-8550, or you can visit us at artofmoneyradio.com.
Again, this weekend, if you've saved at least $500,000 for your retirement, that initial consultation, that second opinion, it's no cost, it's no obligation. Again, 321-425-8550. You were talking about fees, and did you see that Dollar Tree, they had to raise their prices, and now they're raising them again.
Oh, man. It's going to be, what, $10 tree now?
So they went from Dollar Tree to $1.25 tree, and then they even have a section of, like, Power Dollar or something like that, and it's like $5 for everything. Now they're going to have a new section where everything is about $7.
Wow. I went to, so my wife takes my kids to the Dollar Tree sometimes if they want to do crafts or, you know, do the things that kids do, and they play with it for 5 minutes and they're done with it.
Yeah.
Well, cool. It's only a couple dollars. But I went in there. I was like, oh man, this place is awesome, right? There's food in here. There's, you know, there's Gatorade, there's chips and all this stuff for a dollar. But not anymore.
So there's three. There's the $8
can of Pringles. I mean, that's not cheaper.
So there's, wait, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, and Dollar General. What you need to know is none of them are actually a dollar anymore because of inflation.
Correct. Yeah, they're not. They cannot stock the shelves for a dollar.
Mm-hmm. But you walk in the door thinking, oh, everything's going to be a dollar, but nothing is anymore. It's just like almost like those hidden fees that you find when you sit down with somebody, Luke McCarty, and you start taking a deep dive into a portfolio. One of the main conversations, one of the biggest things you're looking for are those hidden fees in all aspects of a plan.
That is correct. The hidden fees are something we have tools to help you find, help you see what you're currently paying. There are some types of accounts out there, from a retirement to a brokerage to whatever type of investment account you have, that may not show you any fees. So you may think you're not paying fees, but you are. And then, of course, there's the ones where we are kind of more the fiduciary side, where you see our fees. I have a good example of a potential client a couple of weeks ago. He came in and he had a portfolio from a larger institution, and his fees, one of his accounts was 1.5%. The other one was 2%. And his portfolio was over $1 million. So that math, right, if you just take the average of those, I mean, he's paying $17,000 to $20,000 a year in fees. That's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I think I told this story a couple weekends ago, but I had a client, you know, about the same size of portfolio, about $1.5 million, and his fee is 0.7. Now, there are certain things that could have made it higher if we went in a different direction, certain things that might have made that fee even lower. But we're talking in the 1.5% to 2% range on $1.5 million here locally on the Space Coast. That is expensive. So let's have a conversation about fees. Call me, 321-425-8550. I'll take a look at your statement. I'll show you the fees that you know, might be able to find on your own, and just highlight those, or even find fees that you don't see. Because in generally speaking, if you have over $1 million, your fee should be around that 1% range.
Full transparency, when you call 321-425-8550, that's not Luke McCarty's cell phone number. You will be calling to set up that appointment with Luke McCarty, with Art McPherson, and the team at the McPherson Financial Group. 321-425-8550 are always available at artofmoneyradio.com. Speaking of a 401k, now, thanks to a rebounding stock market, the number of 401k millionaires is near a record high yet again. But the big question is, should you roll over that 401k into an IRA? I want you to hear this clip from T. Rowe Price's Roger Young, who says,
broadly speaking, an IRA gives you more investment choices. It typically also gives you more control over how you take distributions. So you have a lot more freedom typically with an IRA. On the flip side, with a 401k at a large organization, you know, your investment fees might be lower. There might be some other reasons to keep money there. So it depends on your situation. It depends on the specifics of your work plan. And I'd also add, you know, your personal preferences play a role too.
All right, give me your take. Rolling over a 401k in an IRA, when should that happen?
Sometimes you have that ability at age 59 and a half while you're still working, or you always have that ability when you retire or change jobs. And my take on this is, even me personally, right? I have a 401k here at the office. I'd rather my money be in the IRA at Fidelity, right? Because my options are still limited because the 401k platforms limit you to maybe 20 different choices. Well, you know, in the world of investing, you have thousands of choices. So I like the IRAs a lot better than the 401ks. You can also do Roth conversions from the IRA, and you can choose the amount you want to do. If you are over age 59 and a half, right, you may be able to withhold taxes on that conversion. You cannot do that in the 401k. It is a lot easier to get money out of an IRA because you determine what tax bracket or what tax rate you want to withhold. In the 401k, it's 20%. Whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, that's what they're doing. You figure it out later. Well, what if you're in the 24% tax bracket? Well, withhold 24% from the IRA. And, you know, some other things that the 401k does not allow you to do, you know, is, you know, you can't do any sort of insurance product, whether it be an annuity, a variable, or any of that inside the 401k. You also don't have any alternative investments in there. You know, for our clients here at McPherson Financial Group, right, a couple of years ago, we were buying into apartment buildings, right? Then we were buying into farmland, right? Now we're buying into self-storage. Now, not on Wickham Road. There's 20 of them going up right now, but certain sections of the United States, you know, need more storage facilities, but that's the boom, right? So you get into it before things start booming. You can't do that in a 401k. You can't even pick the publicly traded companies because most 401ks, you cannot pick individual stocks. So I think your options are just so different. The growth stocks, the dividend stocks, the value stocks, but there's different types of fixed income and bonds in the bond market. And that is huge when you're starting to take out income.
321-425-8550. When you sit down with Luke McCarty, Art McPherson, and the team of the McPherson Financial Group, that includes that 401k x-ray. What is going to be the right strategy for you and your retirement plan? Again, this weekend, if you've saved at least $500,000 for your retirement. And we say that number because that's really where the power begins to start customizing a plan. So if you've saved at least $500,000, that's spread across a pension, a 401k, a savings, an IRA. Well, Luke McCarty, R. McPherson, they're going to personally sit down with you and customize that plan or take advantage of that no cost, no obligation, second opinion. There's nothing wrong with asking the questions. 321-425-8550. We like to call the show this weekend your lead-in show to the Masters. Have you been glued to the TV the past couple of days? One of the greatest times of the year for a golf fan.
It is a great time. The Masters is amazing. I went in 2016, and it may be the only time I ever go. I mean, have you seen how much tickets are now to go to the Masters? Like $1,500 a day.
It's ridiculous.
Maybe more.
Look, this is a hashtag unpopular opinion. I'd rather go to the practice round where you have some more freedom to walk around and it's not as crowded than go on Sunday. Because you're standing 45 deep looking over somebody's head, hopefully maybe to see that shot.
Yeah. A lot of sporting events you see better on TV, but I think you have to get to Augusta, right? You have to take your shoes off and walk around on the grass.
Yep.
It's like carpet. But yeah, the Masters is back.
But
here we are.
Do not try to steal the sand. You see the story last year? Some guy tried to get a scoop of the sand, got arrested, thrown out, banned from ever coming back to Augusta National.
No, but... Yeah. What about a pine cone?
I bet you there's none on the course. I bet you they hired 200 people just to walk around. They literally have snake wranglers to come in and grab the snakes in the creeks and then take them and place them somewhere else. I kid you not, snake wranglers.
Well, when I was there, we were there. I did go to the practice round, and you could see that as it was getting dark, there came like the mowers, the fairway mowers were coming out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like your local golf course with one or two mowers. No, it's like a team of, there's like 20 on one hole and they just go the next. They just do, everybody does one stripe, it seems like, and they're down on the next. I mean,
and it's perfectly like, synchronized too.
It is synchronized. Yes, it is. It's like water aerobics. These guys are just.
While it's ridiculously expensive to get there, once you can get there, eating is not bad. That food menu, $1.50 for an egg or pimento cheese sandwich, $3 barbecue or chicken sandwich, $5 for a domestic beer. I mean, getting in is going to cost you a mortgage payment, but you can eat pretty cheap. You can pretty much eat everything on the menu board for about $60. So I want to ask you this, Luke McCarty. When we come to see you, you can customize a plan to fit each individual need.
That is correct. And our plans are customized. Now, you may have the same type of investment as somebody else, but your percentage may be different. And you may have a lot of other things that that person doesn't have. You know, in the world of the thousands of investments out there that I was mentioning from the IRA side, you know, we have the ones that we like during this economic cycle, and that's where we are going right now. So you could have a customized plan that is going to be live with you, right? We have a software that helps us with our financial planning. And within that, it builds you a personalized website where you can see all of your information in one spot, right? You may have money at Fidelity, you may have money at Schwab, you may have a 401k, you may have assets here, there, wherever they may be, you can see them all in one spot. And that's what helps us create your financial plan of, okay, let's put those guardrails in. Let's see the most money we can spend over the next 10 years and still be okay. You know, or let's try and break the plan. Okay, if we do this, it's probably not going to work. So let's stay away from that. Right, let's stay away from giving our kids, I'm making this up, right, $200,000 for a down payment. Mm-hmm. Right, kids, save your money. But yeah, those are definitely customized, and we can change those on the fly with you live in our office, in our meeting, on a big screen TV.
Thanks for listening. Want more from Art McPherson of McPherson Financial Group? Find us online at artofmoneyradio.com.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC. McPherson Financial Group and ProStatus Group, LLC are separate entities and are not owned or controlled by World Equity Group, Inc. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Investment financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. Art McPherson is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Arthur McPherson. Florida Insurance License Number A1 747-25.
Today's show has been a work of art.